Hey everybody, it's me, Sam Stein, with Will Summer and Andrew Egger. I know you've been waiting in the chats. I've been watching them, people counting down the clock for us to appear, wondering why we're not around. Well, we didn't want to stop broadcasting with 1,500 songs yet to play. But Lee Greenwood is out there performing God Bless America, and that just means the president is about to come on for
Not God Bless
Freedom
America.
250. Oh, sorry, what is it? God Bless the USA.
Totally different song. The most patriotic anthem of all time, as the announcer just put it. God Bless
Hey,
the USA.
producer Matt, can you just kick Andrew out already? Jesus. What a note to start on. Anyways, thanks for joining us, folks. Really appreciate it. We're going to be doing our best to both monitor the situation, allow you to hear from the performers, and interject with commentary where we deem fit. So I signed on a little bit later than the other fellas. But Andrew, why don't you explain what's been happening up to this point for those who are just tuning in?
Yeah, so this is, I guess the second or third major piece of the President's America 250 celebration of the 250th anniversary of the country. We had the big UFC fight, which was really for the sickos, for the super fans, for people who like blood sport. This is more, or it was supposed to be more of the for everybody event. And I mean, Republican strategists have been talking about this event as like a pretty big deal for the president and for the midterms, for a
Oh,
while
okay. It
now,
looks
right?
like Trump's coming on.
Detroit,
Look at him. Yeah.
Manhattan to Houston,
He still got the song to
New
perform
York
there.
to
Should I keep
LA.
talking or
Oh,
should I
okay.
just look at
There's
the guy?
pride in every American
Let's watch
heart.
him
It's
stroll.
time we stand and
This is supposed to be the good vibes part, is my point. And we will see
Yes.
whether the president will let us have any good vibes or whether it will be the same. He's been in a kind of a grumpy mood for a few days. He's been picking a lot of fights with a lot of people. We will see to what extent he can stick to the, USA fuck yeah stuff, and to what extent he decides to turn this into yet another giant grievance fest, as with most of his speeches. So that'll be kind of
Right.
interesting to see.
Look at that embrace. All right, so folks might remember that this was not supposed to be Lee Greenwood up there. It was supposed to be Milli Vanilli, I believe, and some other people, Young MC. Who else was supposed to be there? Well,
Yeah, Martina McBride, right? Oh, you can hear
yeah.
the other flyover maybe through my mic. Yeah, we've got Milli Vanilli. There were all kinds
CNC
of,
Music Factory.
yes, all the greats. And in this case, they dropped out, and so now we're left with Lee Greenwood. And Trump said, "Well, I'm just going to take over." Ryan, the Secretary of Transportation, Duffy was out earlier, and he said,
Sean
"Isn't this
Duffy. That's the
Sean
second
Duffy?" I
time
keep
you've
messing
said
it up. I
Ryan
know, I know.
Duffy.
Sean Duffy. I thought I had it right this time. Sean Duffy. He was up earlier, and he was saying, "Fill up your car with gas, go on a road trip." And he said, "Now, isn't this army band, this military band, isn't this better than those libtards who we invited initially?" And so that's kind of where we're at.
All right, so Donald Trump's about to speak. Again, we're going to listen to him for a little bit, and then we'll interject when we decide we just can't deal with anymore. Here we are,
Well,
folks,
thank
our
you, Lee,
president,
and
Donald
hello,
Trump.
Washington, and a very big hello to America. Thank you. And 10 days from now, our country will celebrate one of the most monumental milestones in human history. We will mark 250 years of glorious American freedom. In 1776, our founding fathers met in Philadelphia and changed the world forever and ever with a thing called the Declaration of Independence. They proclaimed the eternal truth that we are endowed by our Creator with the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
All
We all
right.
made, and you know that, free and equal by the hand of Almighty God. Those timeless American principles did not just win a revolution, but they built us into the greatest, strongest, and most exceptional
Do we
nation
think he's going to talk
the
about the
world
reflecting
has ever
pool?
known.
Yeah.
There has never
It's not
been
going to be
a
happy
nation
about it.
It's so close
like
by.
the
He'll just
United
point
States
over
of
there.
America. Together, we are making it
It's been a long,
bigger,
long
better,
time since he
stronger,
did a by-the-book
more
teleprompter speech. I
exceptional
would not be shocked
than
if this was the
ever
one he picked to do it.
before.
He never does anymore. So, I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, but it could happen.
I'll take the over.
Today, we have the largest economy on earth. We have the strongest military on earth. We have the most powerful technology on earth. We have the greatest culture on earth. And above all, we have the greatest people on earth. Greatest.
And the greatest reflecting pool. Come on, say it.
We stand on the edge of our 250th year of independence. I am thrilled to declare that America is back.
We're back.
As you know very well, a short time ago, we were a dead country. We were dead. We were the hottest country anywhere in the world. We're respected by everybody. Nobody's laughing at us anymore.
Except us, I guess. I can't believe we're not doing a drinking game with this. I mean, the dead country, hottest country thing.
Anywhere, think of it. Anywhere
hottest country
in the world.
That would be the center square.
Andrew, I'm just going to note that he's already off the teleprompter.
Not a joke anymore. A powerful country in the world. But just like those
today is the day Donald Trump truly became president. Andrew Eger said that. Yeah.
I'm feeling this will be the speech he sticks to script.
I didn't say I have a feeling it will be. I said I wouldn't be shocked. Let's listen to the guy. Come on.
We have reclaimed our sovereignty, regained our liberty, restored our prosperity.
I know you really want to listen to this, Andrew. You know, just to run down a couple of the people in the front row, you got Brick Suit, the guys who you can't see him here, but Brick Suit, who dresses in a brick suit like the wall. Got the front row Joes. This is real campaign rally vibes.
And last week, who is the tenor that they had perform? Do you remember his name?
The conflict.
I don't. He's like a Trump crony.
Fully open.
Yeah, do you think that's like an embarrassing thing for a tenor to be like, hey, that's the Trump guy in the tenor community? Do you think they make fun of him?
Have a nuclear weapon. That's
I could imagine the tenor community being very pro Trump. So that might actually be quite a position of envy.
You think the tenor community is pro Trump?
No name.
Why?
Maybe the older Italian tenor.
A generational divide in the tenor community?
Yes. Yes. Okay. There are some young guys who say, I don't like Trump.
Their leadership has been obliterated, and for the first time.
If you're a tenor out there in the comments section, I'd love your input here.
We are finally going to have peace in the Middle East. We're going to have peace in the Middle East.
The fun thing about the front row Joes being there and the brick suit guy and all these guys, they were just at Trump's rally in Pennsylvania yesterday or 2 days ago, whenever that. No, yesterday. So they are literally just double barrel Trump speeches.
And the world is a much associate.
They cannot get enough of this guy. They really, really love hearing him yap.
The commenters want to hear him a little bit more, as far as I can tell. Let's listen for a little bit.
50 cents a gallon for gasoline. And even lower than that, just like it was before we took the nuclear weapon away from Iran, and it will be away from Iran for a very long time, forever, really. In my first term, I rebuilt our military and created the greatest economy in the history of the world. We had the greatest economy in history. And now we are going to blow that away. We're doing better, much better than even the first term. America's 250th year is set for an economic boom, the likes of which no nation has ever seen before. No nation has ever been in the place that we are right now. In 4 long years of the last administration, which was a total disaster, they got less than $1 trillion of new investment in our country. That's less than $1 trillion in 4 years. In my first 11 months, we secured commitments for $19.1 trillion of new investment.
This is not a celebratory moment or speech, but I'll just note that we did have a tenor in the comments section who said, sadly, yeah, most of us suck.
The stock market is set 70-day all-time record high since the election, and more Americans are working today than at any time in the history of our country. Thank you.
Can I just say, it's weird how even the things that just sound like the driest facts are frequently totally invented or at least like completely fudged by this guy. Because again, I just listened to him speak in Pennsylvania yesterday. He rolled out that exact same statistic, but yesterday he said the first 11 months had $18 trillion of investment brought in. And then he said, we just got the latest numbers and for 12 months, it was $19.1 trillion. But he just now said in the first 11 months, $19.1 trillion. So he's just free associating numbers out there all the time. time. They're not pegged to anything. Even when he's on the teleprompter, like he just pulls different things together. It really is amazing how truthy it all is. Like how much truthiness it all has. How little he cares to get even the small dry things.
Happened before, but only if it
could have happened in the last 24 hours.
Made in America, and we're setting records in automobile construction. Our country is strong again, our country is wealthy again, and our country is safe again. In January 2025, we inherited the worst, most dangerous, most wide open and insecure border in history. And we have quickly turned it into the strongest, most secure border in the history of our country. For the past 13 months, zero illegal aliens have been admitted into the United States. Zero. We are removing murderers, gang members, drug dealers, and dangerous criminals by the thousands.
Happy 250.
It's astonishing. They really did tack on like 90 seconds of like pro-America filler on the front. And that he's on the same speech he was given, the same normal rally shtick that he was doing literally yesterday in Pennsylvania. I mean, it's nuts.
With the help of our law enforcement heroes in 2025, we achieved the largest drop in the murder rate ever recorded to the lowest level in 125 years. That's the year 1900. We cut the flow of fentanyl across our border by.
Will he bring up his Save America Act, switcheroo, or his housing bill, you know, shakedown in the Senate?
Call Bill Cassidy from the stage. What do you think the band members behind him are thinking?
And Washington, D.C.
They are thinking, make the most neutral face ever.
Beautiful cities anywhere in the United States.
Shit. I wish I didn't have to wear this uniform right now. It's hot.
For many years, our country was ruled by politicians who let America and its capital fall into decline and total disrepair.
All right, yeah, here we go.
The city named in honor of General George Washington was turned into a national disgrace, but not anymore. Today, the homeless encampments are gone. The graffiti is gone. Since I took office, more than 50 monuments and memorials have been repaired and beautified. Dozens of statues have been cleaned and they look so nice. 22 fountains have been fixed.
At Give me the pool.
Union Station, the statue of Christopher Columbus is clean and fountain. That fountain is flowing and it looks so beautiful. I just looked at it. Coming over, it is so beautiful.
He did not go to Union Station.
There's no more.
Why would you go to Union Station?
All over it. The water is cascading at Meridian Hill Park.
Yes. Malcolm X Park.
I am personally, along with Doug and some of my friends, renovating Lafayette Square at the front door of the White House, and it's going to be beautiful. And
this is interesting what he's cooking up, putting the fences there.
Yeah.
And the reflecting pool that you know so much about, which is so incredible, it's been gruesomely vandalized by thugs, bad people. But soon we'll be looking as beautiful as it looked just 2 weeks ago. In fact, I looked at it just a little while ago. It looks perfect already. But we're fixing it.
Oh my gosh, Dallas Middleton just confessed in the YouTube comments. He says, we did it. I think he's saying he's the one who went down there with the knife and gouged the 350-foot long trench in the bottom of the reflecting pool. Come on.
Why are you writing out our commenters,
Dallas? He's putting it out there. Sorry, Dallas. Didn't mean to blow your cover.
Dignity and pride. Under our leadership, America will also be a nation that dares to dream and to build again. We want to build again and dream again. The American dream is alive again. That's something that nobody thought they'd be saying when you went through that last 4 years of incompetence.
Sleepy Joe.
For the 100th anniversary of our founding in 1876, America completed the Washington Monument, and the work began on the Statue of Liberty. For our 150th year, we built...
Does he think we built the Statue of Liberty?
Remember that Colonial Williamsburg, how beautiful it was
began,
for the 200th year. We built the National Air and Space Museum and renovated the United States Capitol for our 250th anniversary. We are likewise building new monuments to American greatness to serve every future president and first lady. We're building the most beautiful ballroom anywhere in the world, right at the White House.
This is
right at the White House. It's going to be completed very soon. And just across the bridge in front of Arlington Cemetery, we're building,
The monuments to serve really every beautiful. Future president is kind of a funny way to put that, right?
triumphal arc.
Not to serve like the people of DC.
It's like the only person, the kind of person who matters is a president, maybe a first lady, I suppose. But
frankly, America.
It is, you know, it's crazy how much of this, like if you're in Idaho or whatever, and it's like, look, we got the fountain working. Oh, is the fountain on the mall? No, it's in Northwest DC. Near U Street. Oh, it means nothing to me. Thank you.
Right? It's like, thank God they did the Marina.
And they're doing this by taxing the other national park visits with that money that was meant for that. He's taxing the rest of the country.
Revolution.
I mean, I'll take it. We live here, but.
Sure. Which is, by the way, the reason why other presidents have not done so much of this stuff in the past is like they were worried about political blowback from guys like from populists like Donald Trump. But he has like this immunity because he, you know, none of his base is going to accuse him of becoming a DC insider. It's like an only Nixon could go to China thing for fixing the monuments in DC.
Wallow in aging ruins of the past. They built new cities. They created new monuments and they forged towering legacies that still inspire the world after hundreds and even thousands of years. As America turns 250 years old, young by comparison to some, but superior to any nation that's ever been built, no matter how many years it took, we are the inheritors of these incredible traditions. We are the ones who are carrying forward the light of Western civilization because this is the very beginning of the golden age of America. We're in the golden age. There's never been an age like this. There's never been an age like this.
This I don't disagree with that.
There's never been an age. When he says it a couple times, it's really bleak.
It is also a time to lift our sights, expand our ambitions, and raise our expectations of what America can be. We will leave our children nothing less than the richest inheritance, most advanced civilization, and highest standard.
Come.
Best is yet to come.
We're back.
Antifa trying to fuck with our live stream. Stop it.
I'm pleased to be joined tonight by our great Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. Mike, thank you.
They got into it today.
It's been great. Attorney General Todd Blanche. Todd, thank you.
I do wonder if he'll shout out any senators.
Secretary of the Interior, who works with me so hard on the monuments and the fountains. He loves it like I do.
Dougie.
Doug Burgum. Doug, thank you very much.
You think he'll accidentally say Ryan Duffy?
Secretary of Agriculture, and those prices are tumbling down. They're tumbling down. We inherited
very
a mess.
Similar names.
Brooke Rollins. Thank you, Brooke. Secretary of Labor Keith Sonderling.
Who?
Secretary of it's just an amazing thing, by the way, to say. Yeah, the prices of agricultural products—they're just in free fall. They're so much cheaper than they were.
Our wonderful Secretary of Education, anyway. Linda McMahon. Secretary of Homeland Security, Mark Wayne Mullen from Oklahoma.
Great state, 1 in 3 times.
Acting Mr. Director Kratom, of National Intelligence, Bill Pulte.
Thank you, Bill.
Director Cash.
Not a big cheer
Patel.
For Bill Pulte.
Oh, Cash is there. That's good.
Not a lot of Beanstalk fans out there.
CMS Administrator, and he's doing a fantastic job. Dr. Mehmet Oz. Ambassador Monica Crowley. Thank you, Monica.
Jeez Louise, they really made everyone come to this
And
thing.
Countless members, so many members of Congress. I will not go over the names. And senators, we appreciate that you're here. This is a very special night. Thank you all very much, the Senate and the House. As you know, over the past few weeks, America has been proudly hosting the 2026 FIFA World Cup. And it's setting
what's the big dilly record. Says it sounds like they only have their three thank you press ladies screaming
it would say it's not our primary sport but it's happening and I want to just congratulate my friend FIFA president Johnny Infantino. He's been fantastic to deal with.
I forgot.
Long Live Democracy 24 says, why am I watching everything this? We don't know either, Long Live Democracy 24, but we're glad you're here with us.
Can I get a report from Jared Poland, our man on the ground, reports that the crowd is pretty light.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jared. Okay. Thank you, Jared.
They're doing great. Every day of my administration, we're delivering one historic victory after the next for the American people. We're unleashing American energy dominance and drill, baby, drill. You remember during the campaign, drill, baby, drill.
Jeez Louise.
And America is now the largest producer of oil and gas on Earth, larger
makes
than
learn,
Russia
yearn
and
the singing
Saudi Arabia
of Alexis Wilkins
by far
earlier,
combined.
Cash Patel girlfriend.
She did okay.
Yeah. I heard she did good. And I'm happy for her. She's a sensation.
Agreement on drug prices. We are delivering the largest reduction in drug price history with price differences of 400, 500, and even 600%. Who would